Okay, so this is it's like the other thing. It's a you can do it two ways thing, and I like to do it one way, and you can do it whatever way feels right to you. For awkwardly written exposition, this bit. Are you aware of the ticker classification? I started to shrug, but remembered my short shoulder and nodded instead. It was probably more polite, too. I said, covers anyone with powers that give them an advanced grasp of science. Lets them make technology years ahead of its time. Ray guns, ice blasters, mechanized suits of armor, advanced computers. That's... I'm doing a really rushed, unprofessional read, but that's the general idea of the read you gave on that, and that's totally fucking valid. What I like to do with bits like this, because in terms of the writing, not in terms of your read, but in terms of the writing, no one talks like that. It's just a long list of stuff, and it's important for the reader to know, but it's not written in a dialogue manner. You wouldn't give a nice, orderly list of concepts like that, especially not her in that situation, unless she says it like this. Covers anyone with powers that give them an advanced grasp of science, lets them make technology years ahead of its time, ray guns, ice blasters, mechanized suits of armor, advanced computers, that kind of thing. If you have a weird list like that that most people wouldn't do, have it be an info dump, have them be rushing and move your hands kind of thing, because then it sounds more natural, I think. It also makes it a little less legible. Because you're saying it faster. And so it really is that's also very much down to you, but that's just something that I like to do when I'm reading. So yeah, that's that. Let me know when you've listened to this, but it's like, yeah, I'm, you know, again, that's food for thought.